Hi, my name is Dwayne. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography, which is a result, really, of not trusting God. I grew up in a home with loving parents, attending church every week. I understood God to be a rule giver who was happy with me when I did well. Fortunately, at age 15, my understanding of God changed. Through attending my girlfriend's youth group, I learned that Christ wanted a personal relationship with me. What this means is that I understood I'd done a number of bad things, a lot of bad things. But because Jesus, while being fully God, came and lived a perfect life on earth, saved me from the punishment that I deserved. He took my punishment by me accepting the free gift that God gave me. So by accepting it, I was saved. By the way, another way that God showed his grace to me and protected me is that girlfriend. Is now my wife of 35 years. I was introduced to pornography when I was very young. Being born in the decade of the 60s, my parents thought it was beneficial to expose me to many things of the world. In second grade, my father gave me a Playboy magazine. It had a tremendous impact on me, as you would guess. I started thinking of women not in the way that God wanted, but and God described that in Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. That was not my view. Often, I regarded women as an object, not created by God and not in his image. I kept that magazine for many years, and I looked at it with a feeling that I liked, but I did not understand at that young age. Later, in seventh grade, I stole adult magazines at a store in the Chicago suburb in which I lived. Fortunately, my access to this supply of magazines stopped after seventh grade as we moved from Chicago down to the Dallas area. God was merciful and protected me from further harm at that time, but unfortunately, the initial damage was done. As a young adult, with the availability of the internet, more serious trouble began. At this time, this was impacting more than just me. I was married, and I had children. The biggest impact on my marriage was the trust that I lost from my wife. I was not honest. In the midst of my lies, I would direct my anger at her, as illogical as that sounded. I was not taking responsibility for my thoughts or my actions. I had a relationship with God, but I did not understand how to apply Romans 6:11. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. I wasn't able to use what I've always used, which is my discipline, my willpower, to stop. I was like Paul in Romans 7:18, who said, "For I know that the good itself does not dwell in me." That is, in my sinful nature. "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out." I couldn't carry it out on my own. At that time, thankfully, God led our family to Watermark. I heard about regeneration from the Sunday morning sermons. I considered it, but I never took the difficult step of actually attending. I didn't know anybody who'd personally attended. I rationalized. I'd recently started an intensive Bible study on Monday nights. While Bible study is important, honestly, I was using that to avoid confronting my sin. Soon after, I discovered that my oldest son was struggling with pornography, just like me. I was convicted regarding leading my son. I felt like such a hypocrite. How could I lead him with the struggles that I had? As a father, I did not want him to be where I was as an adult. I understood God held me accountable to lead my children. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord." The realization about my own struggles and how I was to lead my son finally persuaded me to attend Regeneration. I was so scared walking in that first night with my son. I was thankful at that time we met at a separate location because I didn't want to run into anyone that I knew. I felt unique with my situation and my struggles. That first night in the first-timers group, we introduced ourselves in the order in which we were seated in the circle. I was located just before my son. When it was my turn, I introduced myself as a believer who struggled with pornography. Later, my son told me that statement shocked him. He thought we were there only for his struggle. Not only had I not been honest with myself, I'd missed the teaching opportunity with my son. Let me take a moment to speak to the men that are here tonight. If you have a son, or maybe you're not a parent, you have a brother, he already knows you better than you might think. Possibly he knows about your struggle. Don't miss the opportunity to lead him well. Be open, be honest. You do not need to be perfect. For me, this was an important step in leading both of my sons. Ladies, you can do the exact same thing with your daughters, with your sisters. We all need to, with our family, to lead and to be accountable to one another. I learned during recovery that I was not alone. God tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned. We all fall short of God's glory. Many men in my recovery group had similar struggles. One was even a pastor, which surprised me. It shouldn't have. We became accountability partners and met for a long time. When I shared my struggles with the men in my group, they were encouraging. I no longer had to hide. I no longer was hiding my sin from my wife, my son, or the other men in my group. John 3:19 through 21 says, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly in what they have done has been done in the sight of God." We all need to bring our sin into the light. What a relief it is when we come out of hiding. Satan wants to keep us isolated. God brings us comfort. He is the source of the goodness and light. Working through the steps allowed me to bring my sin out into the light by sharing it with the other men. I was no longer working alone. I had the men with their prayers, and with God's power, most importantly, God's power working for my recovery. I'd like to say I'm no longer tempted or I no longer struggle, but I do. One significant change for me is I have a community. I have a community to share struggles with and be honest. The men that I meet with are an important part of me being honest. I need guys praying for me. I need them encouraging me. It's also a big relief. I don't have to pretend with them. In my marriage, I've gained back the trust I lost from the years of hiding and being deceitful. I'm blessed with a wife and three adult children who love and pursue the Lord. My relationship with my sons and my daughter has changed as they've grown. Sharing my struggle with each of them was an important step. I'm no longer the guy who pretends to have it all together. I share my recovery as a method to connect with others, both Christians and non-Christians. It's unusual for a man to admit his weakness, but when I do, others want to understand, how can I still have value? That's where I can share Christ. For those of you that are new here, you might feel as I did, ashamed to be here. You don't need to. Every one of us in this room We're exactly where you were. All of us are sinners who've made mistakes. Amazing thing is God wants a relationship with us, even though we're messed up. We don't have to get cleaned up first. God wants to rescue us. We just need to trust him and ask him to take control. I'm excited for each of you to see what God's going to do through you. He has the power through his Holy Spirit to do amazing things. You don't need to recover in your own strength. Just like me, you have God and you have friends in this room who can help you with that. My name is Dwayne. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography by not trusting God. He's the one that gets all the credit because I couldn't change myself. Thank you for the privilege of letting me share God's story.